pleased with this.
Father, we thank you for those words through Mashiach Yahushua. Amen. Tonight we're going to do a teaching on Ephesians 3:14-19. Being filled with all the fullness of Yahweh. That's even available is amazing. So we're going to go into the book of Ephesians, which is the pinnacle, or at least a pinnacle, of what happened after the church, or not the church, from the house of Cornelius, Acts 10 on, where the nations also received Holy Ruach. Circumcision was no longer necessary. The unclean, the common or unclean, were now accepted with Yahweh. And that was us, being the nations. So we'll start. We're going to go through love. And love is going to be ahab, not agape. It's used 12 times in a noun form in Ephesians, and 2 times in its verb form. So we're going to do a little list on this on 1:4. Go through those usages.
What? I'm sorry, would you say that again?
Ephesians 1:4. And first, we have a paper on the book of Ephesians. It's in new articles. And the first 2 paragraphs are all about Yahweh. They're not about Christ. They're all about Yahweh. So we'll begin here in verse 4. According as he made us choice in him before the founding of a world, that we might be holy and blameless in his presence. In love, marking us out beforehand unto sonship through Yahushua Mashiach for himself. Now, to be called a son of the Creator is just astounding. But you can also see through, which is Dia, he's our mediator. It's always, he's our intercessor, and that's why he is not Yahweh. It's always through Mashiach Yahushua. Now we go to chapter 2, verse 4. But Yahweh, being rich in chesed, or mercy, by reason of the great love wherein he loved us, although we were dead by our offenses, but he, by reason of his great love wherein he loved us. We go to chapter 3, verse 17. That the Christ may dwell through means of your faith in your hearts in love, having become rooted and founded. Verse 19, to get to know also the knowledge surpassing love of the Christ. And we'll be coming back to this whole section.
What?
The knowledge, Ephesians 3:14-19. But get to know also the knowledge surpassing love of the Mashiach, in order that we may be what? Filled unto all the fullness of Yahweh. You know, so it's available to be filled with all the fullness of Yahweh. Chapter 4, verse 2. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, bearing one with another in ahab, or love. Verse 15. But pursuing truth, may in love grow into him in all things, who is the head, Christ. Verse 16, out of whom all the body, fitly framing itself together and connecting itself through means of every joint of supply, by way of energizing in the measure of each single part, secureth the growing of the body up to an upbuilding of itself in ahab, love. 5. 1 and 2.
Wait, 5.
Nope. Become ye therefore imitators of Yahweh as children beloved, and walk in ahab, even as the Christ also ahabbed you, and delivered himself up in your behalf, an offering and sacrifice unto Yahweh for a fragrance of sweet smell. Chapter 6. Verse 23 and 24. These are the last. Peace unto the brethren, and love with faith from Yahweh our Father and the Lord Yahushua Mashiach. Favor be with all them that Ahab, our Lord Yahushua Mashiach, with incorruptness. One other place is not related, but let's go to 1 Corinthians 16, verse 31. But the love of, if you love the Lord Yahushua Mashiach. 16:21. The salutation of Paul with my own hand. If anyone does not dearly love the Lord, let him be anathema, that is, accursed. Maranatha, that is, the Lord cometh. If anyone does not dearly love the Lord, let him be accursed. You know, this is really, really strong.
Which Lord is he talking about?
Well, I don't know. It could be Yahweh, but Christ, it could be Christ too. Now we go into 23. The favor of our Lord Yahushua with you. My love be with you all in Christ Yahushua. Now, the problem that we have in our society, at least in the United States of America, love has taken on a whole different meaning. Yeah. And so we're asked to define what is love. What is ahab? We've done this before, but there's only one love in the Old Covenant, and that is ahab. And it includes loving Yahweh, ahabbing Yahweh, your neighbor, your wife, eros. You know, the Greek has four, you know, eros, phileo, and
agape.
And it covers all these, the same word. So it's not agape. And so we know the book is Hebrew. All the prophets are Hebrews. So in the Greek New Testament, we use those words that they use that they translated from the Hebrew into the Septuagint to know what we're talking about. So when they said ahab, the Greeks would translate it agape. Well, it's not agape, it's ahab. And so we know when they say agape, they're talking about ahab. The prophets were all Hebrews, they're not Greeks. Yahushua was a Hebrew, Yahweh is a Hebrew. So this is we have to go with the Hebrew words. And when they come into the Greek, you know, Sheol gets translated Hades. Well, we know it's not Hades, Sheol. You know, Elijah gets translated what?
Elias.
No. Elijah. Helios. The sun god. And that's the Greek translation of, and it's in the New Covenant. Helios. And all the translators just say Elijah. But he's not the sun god. And so obviously we go with the Hebrew. But now we're going to get down to what is actually ahab. And because many times people don't want ahab. They're going to say, I love you, Jesus. I love you. I love you. I forgive everybody. No, I'm not asking to forgive everybody. On the contrary, I'm telling you not to forgive everybody. What? Well, I love you. I love you. Well, Yahushua's going to say, I don't want you to be around your family anymore. Well, no, I'm not going to do that. Then you don't love. You're not loving. And we're going to see this with it's tied to obeying Yahweh. Let's go to Exodus 20. The commandments. Just doing the commandments.
Genesis, did you say?
Yeah, Exodus chapter 20. And meaning the commandments, you're not going to like. And people are actually going to say they're unloving. Not maybe in the United States, but not in chapter 20. I might have said 30. And here is the 10 commandments, 4 through 6. Thou shalt not make to thee an image or any form that is in the heavens above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself down to them, nor be led to serve them. For I, Yahweh, thy Elohim, am a jealous El, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the sons unto the three, and unto the fourth, unto them that hate me, and showing hesed unto thousands of generations of them who ahab me, and do what?
Keep my commandments.
And keep my commandments. You cannot say you ahab Yahweh without keeping his commandments. We'll go over and over. We'll go to Deuteronomy chapter 5. Verse 6 through 10. You want to read that, Aaron?
Deuteronomy what?
5, okay. 6 through 10.
Gotcha. I am Yahweh thy Elohim who have brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of thy servants. Thou shalt not have other Elohims besides me. Thou shalt not make unto thee an image in any form that is in the heaven above or on the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself down to them, nor be led to serve them. For I, Yahweh, thy Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of fathers upon their sons, even unto three generations and unto four, unto them that hate me. How far?
Next verse.
But showing hesed unto a thousand generations and them who ahab me and keep my commandments.
They're always tied together. Ahab and keep my commandments. Joshua 22:5. Just a few examples, you know, 1 Corinthians 14, we're not going there, but when we're talking about Ahab, he says, I would that you all prophesy. Well, if you're not making any attempting to prophesy, then you're not obeying the commandment. And so it's hard to say, well, I love you, Jesus, I love you, Yahweh. Well, prophesy. But I'm not going to do that. Speak in tongues, I'm not going to do that either. Okay. But don't say you Ahab me, you know, in this capacity. And you know, maybe 9 out of 10 you do, but the other 10 you don't.
But did you say chapter 2?
Chapter 22, verse 5.
255,
Only take ye diligently heed to do the commandments and the law which Moses, the servant of Yahweh, commanded you, to Ahab Yahweh your Elohim, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your heart, with all your soul. So this is always paramount. This is the whole fulcrum of our existence, is to Ahab Yahweh. And we're going to see, by Ahabbing Yahweh, and especially when we got Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit inside us, we can attain to a position of being filled with all the fullness of Yahweh. Now, I mean, what you would say is unattainable. No, this says it right here. Go to Nehemiah 1. Page 479. Verse 5.
Just a minute.
So we're going to look at the continuity of the coin over and over and over and over. And I beseech you, O Yahweh, Elohim of the heavens, the great and fearful El, keeping the covenant and assad for them who love him and keep his commandments. Go to Daniel 9:4. We know keeping the commandment, I'm not going to steal, I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to covet my neighbor's wife, I'm not going to murder, I'm not going, you know, and so these are good. You know, honoring your father and your mother, you know, it could be something that people could choose not to do. But the rest of the commandments, there's a lot of commandments in here, is when you have the ability to help somebody who is in need, and decline, it says that is sin. And sin just means missing the mark. It didn't mean I broke a commandment, but it says here's somebody right in front of you that you could help, and you said, no thanks, and walked off, well, you just missed the mark. Obviously, you're not in the fullness of Yahweh at that particular time. So sin is not always breaking a commandment. Sin is missing the mark, walking as Christ would also walk. Now, sometimes you have no other choice. But 9:4, yea, I prayed unto Yahweh my Elohim and made confession and said, I beseech you, O Lord, the El great and to be revered, keeping the covenant and the chesed to them who love him and to them who keep his commandments. So we see that same good thing going over and over. Now we go to John, continuity, 14:21. Let's just go with 20. In that day shall you get to know that I am in my Father. And this is a great correlation, because who was filled with all the fullness of Yahweh?
Yahushua.
Yahushua is. Why? Because we're going to say he did the commandments. Real simple. So he's going to say, hey, I want you, and, you know, Yahweh was in me and I'm in you. You have the same ability to do, and which I, you know, we should aspire to. We did a little work on the word aspire. And an ambition of achieving something. What is your what are your goals? To be filled with all the fullness of Yahweh. Wow! Those are high goals. Yeah. The medical term of aspire, because aspire means what?
Yes.
Breath, ruach, spirit. That's the word spirit. The medical is the action of drawing breath, aspire. And we know what expire means.
Blow it out.
Yeah, last breath. When somebody died, they say he expired. He blew out his last breath. So remember, ruach, when they translate a breath, can also be wind, but it's always air in motion. But spirit does mean breath. Okay, we're John 20, back 14:20. In that day shall you get to know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. So you say you love Christ and you vote as a Democrat? You can't. You know, because you're not keeping the commandments. And he that loveth me, you know, so anybody who votes or is a Democrat is not in love. They are actually committing sin daily against Yahweh, and they have no fellowship, and they'll never be filled with the fullness of Yahweh, period. How can you say that? Because the Democrat Party is for abortion, for sodomy, for stealing. It breaks five of the Ten Commandments. But half the Christians and half the Protestants and half the Catholics confess that they are Democrats. But he that loveth me shall be what? Now, everybody else says, you know, God loves me unconditionally. No, that's a lie from our adversary. He that loveth me, that's a condition, shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself unto him. Isn't that great? The condition is, he that hath my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. That's the condition. You keep it, you love me, then I love you as my Father loved me. Let's go to 15.
Go to 23.
Okay. Then Yahushua said unto him, if any man be loving me, my word he will keep, and my Father will love him, and unto him will we come, and an abode with him will we make. And that's great. It's illustrated. Thanks for pointing that out. That is being filled with the fullness of Yahweh. You got Yahweh and Christ abiding within you because you keep his word. Now, Christ was, we were talking to Mom the other day, is very polarizing. We looked at the word confrontational. Well, I don't like that because you're trying to fight confrontational. Was Yahushua confrontational?
You brood of vipers.
Yeah, absolutely. He's confrontational when there's evil out there and he's trying to help me. He's not going to stand back and just say, okay, give everybody hug and kisses and let's just don't talk about that thing. No, very confrontational. Was he polarizing? Yes, he was very polarizing. So if I'm going to be representing the Christ that abides within me, when I see evil at the right time, I'm going to call it evil. And I'm going to speak against it, and I'm going to say, thus saith Yahweh, here's what the Word says, and that's it. That's the way we do it at the Democrat Party. You can't have it. How dare you? It's right here. It's right in your statement. You know, if you look up the platform of the Democrat Party, it's homosexuality, transgender, sodomy,
abortion,
and even to the point where a baby is born alive, they will let it just die on the table. Instead of giving, I mean, what kind of wickedness? This is worse than any barbaric tribe that you would think about. And we see about some in Africa where if they had twins was a curse, and they would just go put them out in the jungle. You hear the babies crying until an animal ate them. You know, I mean, but that's the Democrat Party today.
Yeah.
There is no difference. So, don't want to get on that, but it's an example of love is not what you've been taught many times. Okay.
Like
now, 15:10
to the adversary. It is written.
Yeah. 10, and we have to be woken up because our adversary is constantly through the church, you know, selling the assembly lies, and you know, unconditional love is one of those lies. 10:15:10, and if my.
Chapter 10?
15.
Yeah, 10. Chapter 15. Let's just go on to verse 9. Just as my father Ahab me, I also Ahab you, abide you in my Ahab. If my commandments you keep, there's a condition, remember, you know, when we're talking about unconditional, there's no if in unconditional, is there? So if means conditional. You shall abide in my love, just as I, the Father, commandments have kept, and I abide in his love. Why does he abide in his Father's love? Because he did what his Father told him to do. Wow, this is beautiful. And then we don't have to go there, but it's in 1 John 5:3. It's love commandments, tied together. They're right there. And 2 John 1:6. But let's go to Ephesians 3:14. Now this is the bulk of the teaching of how to be filled with all the fullness of Yahweh. Man, if that's even available. Before we begin there, just turn to chapter 1,
okay,
the book of Ephesians, the book. Remember, the first two chapters are all about Yahweh. Ephesians. Chapter 3, the whole chapter is going to be put in two parentheses, which means we're leaving the subject and then going to go back to the subject. And so if you look at 2:22, and then we're going to jump to 4:1. In whom we also are being built together into a habitation of God and Spirit. I exhort you, therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, to be walking in a manner worthy. So it goes right into 2 goes right into 4. Chapter 3 is a parenthesis. And so what we're going to do is leave this subject and go on to another subject, which is a sacred secret. And we know why it's called, that's the word mysterion. And why do we call it today? Mystery means something that you do not understand. That's not what mysterion means. It means a secret. And it was a sacred secret. Does anybody know why?
Because
there's two kinds of secrets. And it said if you go into your closet, pray in secret, that's a different word. And it's not sacred secret. Mysterion was a religious initiation into an organization where you received information that nobody else knew. That's why it's called a sacred secret.
That's what our age is, right?
Yeah, and chapter 3 brings you into the sacred secret, which was that the nations shall be of one body. and that is the church that we have today was began in Acts chapter 10, not Acts 2. You know, the day of Pentecost was not the beginning of the church. There was nobody circumcised. The only people who received Ruach were Hebrews.
So everybody was circumcised. You said nobody was circumcised.
Well, yeah, on that day. And so the only time, so in order to receive the Ruach, you had to get circumcised and become a Hebrew. Then you could, then you're a proselyte and you could receive Holy Ruach. The people who were baptized, the 5,000, the 3,000, were all Hebrews. And that's why when they went to Acts chapter 10, the vision comes down to Peter of snakes and lizards and everything else. He said, kill and eat. Not so, Lord. Right? I've never touched anything common or unclean. Well, don't call the nations common or unclean. And that's what, and then he went to the house of Cornelius. Mm-hmm. And then they received Holy Ruach. The only time the nations received Holy Ruach were the nations circumcised?
Nope.
No. And so that's impossible. Because with Abraham, we knew everybody had to be circumcised. That was the rule. But there was a separation on that. But that's not the teaching. But this is the double parentheses. The second parentheses gets into verse 14.
Verse?
3:14 to 21. So if you break this down and you put your parentheses, you get to see where it's taking on another topic. But when we start looking at 14 and 19, this is so solemn. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father. Now just think about that. He's going to be talking to us. For this cause I bow my knee to the Father. Because now we're going to enter into, unveil to us what is possible. What is possible. From whom every fatherhood in the heavens and upon the earth is named. This is Yahweh.
Interesting.
Not the Trinity. In order that he may give unto you. Watch this. Okay. Why is he bowing his knees? That he will give unto us according to his glorious riches. So he has a lot to give, which we're going to see. With power to be strengthened through his Ruach in the inner man. Okay, so once we've got this, the Ruach, we've got power. Well, I don't feel it. You've got it. It's got to be exercised. Why do we have this Spirit? That the Christ, or the Mashiach, it's not Jesus, it's not Yahushua, but that the Christ may dwell through means of your faith. And guess what? Whose faith? My faith. Not Yahweh's faith. And what is my faith? Is I've got to go out and take it. So I've got to go talk to Christ. Faith is talking to Christ. If Christ doesn't exist, you're not going to talk to him. And so by talking to somebody who does not exist, it's showing you you have faith.
You're saying he doesn't exist.
Well, you can't see him.
You can't touch him.
Yeah, so you can't see him, you can't touch him, and so you're going out here talking to this person. Well, what is that? Does he ever talk back to you? Generally not. Well, how do you know he even hears you? Because that's my faith, my certainty that I know that he exists. And how do I know you have faith? Because you talk to him, right?
Right.
So he does exist. But you're not going, it's not like talking to me or Melania. It is, so you have to go, okay, and that's where the faith comes in. The faith walk of certainty. Let me start back at 17. That the Christ may dwell, it made me right in there, through means of your faith in your hearts in Ahab. Having become rooted and founded, so this is so important. Look at this, think of this entity, Christ, being, webbed through your whole body, all infused, which he was in all the apostles, in Stephen's and Philip's, so we get to see people all the time, where this is who they represented. 18, in order that, why do we want this? In order that you may be mighty enough to grasp firmly with all the saints or holy ones what is the breadth and length and depth and height of what? It doesn't say. Okay, but this whole Christ institution, to get to know also, second part, to get to know also the knowledge surpassing.
That's amazing.
So you can't get it from reading this. So guess what? Satan knows this whole book. Does he have the knowledge? Yes, he does have the knowledge. Is Christ going to be in him? No, he's not going to be in him. So it's just not, and there's a lot of people at the seminaries who can quote on the book, but Christ does not abide in them. So the knowledge is only part of it. To get to know also the knowledge the surpassing love of the Mashiach. Wow. So am I supposed to get to know the love, you know, the walk that he walked for 29 years of this Ahab that he exercised by obeying 100% his father's will. Why do I want to get to know this? Because in order, if I get that, in order that ye may be filled with all the fullness of Yahweh. So think of that. If I can walk as Christ walked and have that communion like Christ walked in faith, he couldn't see his father. But you have this conversation day in, day out, asking for counsel. What should I do in this matter? What should I do in that? That's all faith. How should I handle this? How should I work this person? And we're waiting for communication. Since we've got Ruach, we are enabled to be filled with all the fullness of Yahweh.
That's a lot of fullness.
Yeah, that is a lot of fullness. And so people are going to walk in this fullness, 100%? No. But you're looking at people bringing healing, the Apostle Paul and Peter. And do people stumble? Yes, they did, because we know even Peter, you know, in Galatians, where Paul is reproving Peter, because he's eating hot dogs, like John Lennon said, he's eating hot dogs with the Gentiles, with the nations, and then when the Jews come around, he throws away the hot dog, because he's going to get pressure. Yeah. You know, and hot dogs aren't pork, you know, pork hot dogs, not beef. And so even the Apostle Peter gets reproved. And so with all of us, we're going to get reproved. Now we're getting to the second part, which is really great. 3:20. We're just going to look at verse 3:20. Now think of this, the promise of this. Now unto him, which is Yahweh, who is able to do... Now look at these words. He's going to do what he's able to do above all things.
Above.
Above, not all. He can't do all things. Above all things. So we're like, all things? No, above. You don't even have any idea of the things. Exceeding is next. Abundantly is next. Above is next. So we have above all things, exceedingly, abundantly above. Can you ask for anything more? No.
Conceive.
Yeah, of the things which we ask or conceive. We can't even conceive what can actually be done. And many times there's things in my life, I have had a situation where I never conceived that I would have been in the position and place where I am. Which is great, you know, because that's just Father saying, come on, and that's nothing compared to where you can't be. And so I think of John G. Lake and Smith Wigglesworth on healing, Oral Roberts, you know, they went into a zone, people can go into a zone, and we can do that too, maybe not in mighty works and healing, but we can go into that in ministering to people, calling people, prophesying to people. You got to speak in tongues, you got to interpret. If you don't even do those, you're just so limited. And fear has taught you that is unfaith. If you won't walk into those areas, if you got Holy Ruach, if you won't speak in tongues, interpret, and prophesy, and if you want to, we'll show you how. Don't wait for anything. That's what faith is. It's certainty to walk in. Back to that, which we ask or conceive, according to the power, that's it, according to the power which does energize itself within us. Well, that, what is that power?
Itself.
What is that power? The power is in verse 16. With power to be strengthened through his Ruach in the inner man. That is the power. Spirit is not a God. Spirit is an it, you know, which is neuter, and it's a force. And no different, I think, than a cell phone. You know, do we have power with cell phones? Yes, we do. Do we have directions with cell phones? Yes, we do. Can we have maps on cell phones? Can we get the answers to our questions on cell phones? Yes, we do. It's a great illustration.
But you have to charge it.
Yeah, I have to charge it.
Yes,
I have to ask.
It energizes itself.
But I've got to ask. I'm trying to, people just don't know what the spirit is. Well, God, you don't even know what breath is. You know, what keeps people alive? What is life? Can you look in a cell and say, there it is right there? I'm going to pull it out? No, you can't. So people have no idea what life is. Now, 21, unto him, which is Yahweh, be the glory in the assembly and in Christ Yahushua, unto all the generation of the age of ages. Amen. So if you look at, if you just go back and then just meditate on verses 14 through 21 and let that go over and over and over again and just say, I want that. You know, I want to be filled with all the fullness of Yahweh. And then the condition is obey, obey, obey. When I ask you to do, do it. And that's available. So we'll stop there.
Worthy of little, worthy of much.
Yeah. Now we'll go ahead and hear from our Heavenly Father through prophecies, which are words of edification, exhortation, and comfort. So Father, we thank you for these words for the hearers. Be prepared to do the unexpected. You are my sons and daughters, my children, in whom I've empowered with great spiritual powers. But it's not predictable. And many times you will want to go left when I want you to go right. So at different times you must lean into those leadings. You must exercise what we have. You must expect it when you need the help that I am there, because I am there as I put my Ruach inside you in order to fulfill my will. Amen. See you next week.
Amen.
That reminds